New research from the National Center for Voice and Speech at the University of Utah reveals some interesting insights into how our voices work. KUBR's Brian Grimmett reports.
Researchers have known for some time that body size correlates with the average pitch an animal can produce. So elephants produce low sounds, and mice produce sounds much higher.
But the range over which they can make sounds, you know, how high and how low, that has not been predictable by size at all.
That's Ingo Tietze. He's the director of the National Center for Voice and Speech. When he and his colleagues began to look deeper into why this is the case, they found that an animal's vocal range is determined largely by the stretchiness and stiffness of ligaments and vocal cords, and not by size.
Here we took the anatomy of a tiger in terms of that size, and then a baby's in that size, and here is this is all simulated now, tiger girl. And this is a baby cry. What do they have in common? Well, if you take all the frequencies of the baby and move them down by a factor of 5 because of size, you'd get this. You hear the same growl and the roughness in it.
So what does that mean for you and me? Well, Tietze says he hopes his research will help doctors who repair vocal cords.
What they have to figure out is how do we preserve that little band, that little string that's in the vocal folds, so that someone, if they want to, in a repaired system, can still produce the range that they're interested in, like singing in a choir.
Tietze says these ligaments also need to be exercised, and because humans mostly just talk these days, they could be losing the full range of sound they once could make. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.